And welcome to episode 14 of Unlock Your Life. My name is Susan McLean Bont, and today we're going to talk about the final money mistake number five, and that is not understanding your part of the money game. So we're talking about beliefs, money blueprints in our game. The thing is, money can feel like something outside of your control. I know it has felt like that to me for many years, but really, the thing is, money is the one thing that is in your control. It's actually really simple to make money. Find someone with a problem, solve it for them, and ask for some money in return. Do you want more money? Do that more often, or do that for more people, or ask higher prices. And it really doesn't get any more complicated than that. And I know it can feel like, yeah, but I don't know how to get money. But that's really the magic answer. There is nothing more to it than that, and there never will be. So why does it feel so different? We've been talking about this for a few weeks now, and the most important thing to realize is that you have a role in this game. It's not just money magic or whatever. And I hear so many coaches talk about, oh, money and love, and it's all the same, and it's just energy, and if you have the right energy, the money will magically appear on your doorstep, and we just have to manifest it. And it's just not, I mean, it's just solving a problem and asking money for in return. It's just that simple. And you have a role in that game, and actually also have control over the game. And that brings me to the three ways to actually play any game. Because if it's a game and you are a player, then let's go into how you play games. And there's basically three ways to play any game. Number one is refusing to play. Number two is playing not to lose. And number three is playing to win. There are no more ways of playing any game. So when it comes to earning more money, there is really one and only one way that will get you where you want to be, and that is, of course, playing to win. But how to get from refusing to play to playing to win, or even if you think you play to win, then how to win? So that's what we're going to talk about today. All of these three types of playing require different approaches, or all of these three stages of playing is actually what I like to talk about. And the most important thing is not to judge your way of playing. Simply, first step is to simply gain awareness as to how you have been playing so far. Were you refusing to play? Are you playing not to lose? Are you playing to win? Each of these categories require totally different approach. If you push yourself to actions and you are like, I need to do it, I gotta get do it, and I have to take these actions, and you've actually internally, subconsciously have been refusing to play so far, then it will backfire on you because you had a pretty good reason to refuse to play. So you need to get awareness to why you've been refusing at first. Then solve that, create new beliefs, and then go on. I did that. I refused to play. I really thought I was playing to win, but if I dig a little bit deeper, I was refusing to play. I had excuses and stories and beliefs, and I had a whole set of, I could convince anybody that I was playing to win, except I wasn't winning. I was going backwards. I was sliding into debt, into major debt. And I was really refusing to play the game because I didn't want it. I just didn't want to do it. Thinking of dealing with money made me overwhelmed. So I talked myself out of dealing with it, and I talked myself out of even earning it. I was stressed out. I was even depressed. I just didn't want to do it. And this first thought was, I need someone else to do this for me, to deal with this money thing. I now know that that won't solve anything, but that was my thought. And if you find yourself in that place, I know millionaires who are in that place, actually. And there is no shame in that. It's just knowing that you just don't want to do it. The thing is, there are no emotions around money except the emotions we project on it. and any emotions we project on it, we can deal with. These are really the golden nuggets. If we deal with these emotions, then our life and the money will start to flow. So really dive in. And if you want to know how to deal with these things, I recommend you listen to the first series of the 8 episodes of this podcast and investigate what's going on for you. It's really worth it. Literally, do that. And it's worth it, literally. So, okay, and then maybe you say, well, I'm not refusing to play. I really want to play. I just don't want to lose. I've been in that place. You know, you will never take any risks because you're constantly being so aware of what could go wrong that you never try to expand. That's the place where I found myself immediately after having my 2 kids. And all of a sudden, I was so aware of what could go wrong because before I only had myself to take into account, right? And now all of a sudden, I had 2 kids and a husband and they were all eating off my income. So I didn't want to lose. But when you're building a business, you simply can't foresee everything. You just can't. The key here, if you find yourself in that place, is understanding how to create money. So you got rid of the subconscious blocks, or you never had them, that you shouldn't play the game. So you're not refusing, you just don't want to lose. And here it is, understanding how to create money. Because when you really deeply understand that that's in your control, losing is not so bad. Because then if you lose some money, you can always get back on your 2 feet and just make some more, right? So what about playing to win? I hear so many people, and I was one of them, play to win, and then somehow you just don't. But if you really play to win, you want to learn. You turn any and all mistakes inside out. You ask feedback. You get mentors. And most of all, you stay in the game. And that's what I didn't see. I thought I was playing to win, but I wasn't playing to win because I was changing my game every other month. I was having new offers, finding new clients, attracting a new tribe, working with new kind of people. And then I was doing family constellations. And then I was doing coaching. And then I was working on leadership. So I wasn't really playing one game. I was playing on 20 different playing fields, hoping to win. And that's a whole different game. So if you really play to win, you stick with one game until you win it. And if you do that, if you play to win, don't quit. Don't change the game. Simply improve your skills. That's it. This is where you can really get stuck and fall back into one or two, into refusing to play or playing not to lose, because you can be so aware of what you want as a result that you don't want to practice. And getting good at anything takes practice. Mistakes, learning, seeing where you are, getting in feedback, tweaking, not judging yourself, but enjoying all the tiny improvements. That's what the game looks like. And if you're willing to play that, you will win. Every time. And why do I say that? Because there are no accidents in the universe. You are here for a reason. And once you've figured out how to deliver that value that you got in your system that nobody else has, and you deliver that value in a way that the people who need it and who need it from you specifically can actually see it and get it from you, then the reward will always follow. Next week, we will start with the money interviews. Over the past weeks, I've been interviewing some awesome entrepreneurs. This morning, I interviewed Stephanie Ward. If you want to know anything about how to play a game to win, listen to that episode. It's coming up this summer, and I'm still going on interviewing people. And in the interviews, I've been interviewing people who have been dealing with this game, struggling, who dive in and who are willing to share their own process. I've been interviewing Hugo Bakker, Mindy Stern, Stephanie Ward, Brigitte van Tuyl, Kate Northrup, Mike Watts, Azim Zahoukan, Erno Hanning, Alan Kleinhans, Natalie Berenschot. And these are all entrepreneurs who did not start out with $1 million year. They started out just hustling and building and growing and falling and getting up again. So learn from them. What I know for myself to be true is I've been reading over the past 30 years personal development books, listening to podcasts, listening to these kinds of people, and just keep doing that. Listen to these people. Even if you think, I know that, it just doesn't work for me. Listen to it, because you might just have missed one crucial word, or you might just have not heard it that one time often enough or from that specific person. So if you're struggling with money, I really strongly advise you to take every Tuesday evening and listen to these interviews, because they are worth their weight in gold. I have learned so much myself from these interviews. I recommend listening to all of them and really take all the nuggets to heart. Next week, I will introduce all of these people and share the general insights. And after that, we'll start with the first interview. So stay tuned and speak soon. Bye.